Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ulama ikram, most respected brothers in Islam, we are very fortunate that we have amongst us today our learned, respectable, honored Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahab. If somebody has to say, must introduce the sun, then we will say he's wasting his time. Because when the bright daylight sun shines, then it doesn't require any introduction. So our respected guest for today doesn't require any introduction. After having taught for about 21 years at the Darul Ulum Newcastle, where he specialized in Hadith Sharif, Tafsir of the Quran Sharif, Fiqh and Jurisprudence. Thereafter he took on this position at Channel Islam, where he became known, whereby he became known in more than 55 countries of the world. We have regional muftis, we have national muftis, and we have international muftis. Alhamdulillah, now he has become one who we can term as an international mufti. There is no shortage of titles these days. We have an abundance of titles, and they are very cheaply available also. So even the title of mufti does not hold that much of awe in any person's heart these days, as it used to in the days of the past. However, our respected honored Mufti Sahab, we can definitely trust that the fatwas that he is giving is not just from his pockets, but it is the accumulated knowledge over the years. And indeed, he can be termed as a true and a reliable and a genuine mufti. And I've always said that in these days, making amal on the fatwa is taqwa. If you want to get taqwa in these days, then ask from a reliable, genuine, authentic mufti. And when he gives a fatwa, if you make amal on that, then that is the taqwa of the time. Not wishing to take up Hazrat Mufti Sahab's time any further, I will call upon him to give the Jummah talk and the khutbah namaz for the day.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lah ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا بطانة من دونكم لا يألونكم خبالا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Respected ulama, elders and brothers in Islam, all praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of this universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Brothers, in today's Jummah talk, I wish to inform you to the best of my ability about the significance and importance of Iraq. We as Muslims, my brothers, today are in the forefront as far as the non-Muslims are concerned. They are assaulting us and the onslaught is on from all directions. But there is a need for us to do some introspection. That are we not also contributing to our own downfall, whether it be locally, nationally, internationally? It is inconceivable that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us and creates us as the masterpiece of His creation, and He does not give us directives and guidelines. We purchase a computer, we buy a car, and we receive a manual. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us the international constitution for all times and all places. And in the Quran Kareem, Almighty Allah is already warning us. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tattakhidhu bitanatan min dunikum la ya'lunakum khabala. O you who believe, this address of O you who believe, a iman walo, it is filled with love. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the recesses of our hearts, that I want to honor you and elevate your rank and status. That's why we find the converse is only mentioned once, and that also to humiliate and disgrace them. Ya ayyuhalladhina kafaru la ta'tadhiru al-yawm. O you who disbelieve, today on this day of Qiyamah and reckoning, do not give any excuses. 89 different places in a noble Quran, Almighty Allah has addressed us. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Then what does Almighty Allah tell us? La tattakhidhu bitanatan min dunikum la ya'alunakum khabala. Do not take as a confidant the vest I am wearing, the vest you are wearing, that in Arabic is called bitana. Something close to your body, close to your heart. And today look at who are our consultants. Who are the Muslim state's consultants? Who are our deputy presidents and prime ministers? We make the very people who Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, La tattakhidhu bitanatan min dunikum. Do not take them as your confidants beside yourself. La ya'alunakum khabala. They would leave no stone unturned in causing you harm. Waddu ma anittum. In the Arabic language, my brothers, the word wad means al-mubalagha fit tamanni. They have an ardent desire to cause you distress, to cause you harm. قَدْ بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They have already uttered their hatred from their mouths. وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ. And what they conceal in their hearts and bosoms is even worse. Today we know, whether it is the US administration or the UN or UK, they call us the axis of evil, but they are the axis of those who wish to extinguish the light of Islam. Why particularly Iraq, my brothers? First we had Afghanistan, now they want to go into Iraq. Do we know how important Iraq is for us as Muslims, my brothers? Let us go quickly to the pages of history. The first state established was Medina Munawwara. That was the capital of Islam during the time of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, during the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhum. And then Islam went to Iraq. During the time of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, Kufa was the capital. And then we have the Umayyad dynasty. And thereafter, my brothers, I wish you can remember the statistics I'm giving you. The Islamic, one of the cradles of Islamic civilization is Iraq. We ruled Iraq in the Abbasid dynasty from the year 132 AH after Hijrah, right up to 656 Hijrah, over 520 years Muslim rule from the capital of Iraq. 137 khalifs. This did not occur in any part of this world, my brothers. Ask the ulama who are present, and you would know, when you study Arabic grammar, you have the debates between the Kufans and the Basrans, between the Kufi scholars and the scholars of Basra. Khalil, Sabawi, Farra. When you come to the Muhaddithin and scholars, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah hails from there. Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullah hails from there. When we visit the land, then we come to know it is the land of Sahaba, it is the land of Tabi'een, it is the land of Awliyaullah. My brothers, when the enemies wish to assault and attack Iraq, it is not because of Saddam. Saddam is just a pawn in the game. They want to crush our civilization. When the new Muslim comes, whom they call the moderate Muslim, then he must know about the World Cup. He must know about the actors. You must not know your civilization. When you destroy a library, when you destroy a school and a university and madrasa, you have destroyed the civilization of that people. And a nation that does not know its history is going to make the same mistakes in future, my brothers. And this is what's happening today. If you go on a political front, do yourself a favor, my brothers. You take your atlas, take a book on Iraq, and just look at the borders around it. 6 or 7 Muslim countries surround Iraq. And once you have possession over Iraq and the Iraqi administration, you have possession of the heart of the Arab world. And we know, and Quran is telling us, that how, why they hate us so much. So my brothers, this whole war, which is imminent, is not because about one person. The onslaught is against Islam. And that is not a secret. But I want to address another issue from the Quran. In the next verse, what does Almighty Allah say? Ha antum ulai tuhibbunahum wa la yuhibbunakum wa tu'minuna bil kitab kulli. You are the believers and the Muslims, and they are the non-believers. They do not like you, and they make it very, very open, and they declared it in many a forum. The irony of the situation, my brothers, is tuhibbunahum. Allah is telling us Muslims that you love them. Let us be honest, my brothers, about this. When we come to our food, we try and even legalize haram restaurants so that we can eat their burgers. When we are in Makkah, we try and legalize so many things. I'm not saying for a moment Allah forbid things are haram there. But I'm saying this, my brothers, where our people would go. We love the food, we love their mentality, we love their clothes, we love everything of theirs. Their star is our star. Is not where to wake up for Fajr Salat is so difficult, and to wake up for a World Cup is so easy? Is that not tuhibbunahum wa la yuhibbunakum? Think about it properly, my brothers. To blame them all the time is not so fair, and not being right and honest to ourselves. We are partly to blame that today the Muslim Ummah is being pushed from pillar to post, because, my brothers, we love their way of life. And Nabi alayhi salatu salam, who is, who always will be our role model, we have detached ourselves from that role model. And then what do you expect? Idha radhitum, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, that idha tabayatum bil'ina, when your business dealings are not correct, wa radhitum bizara, and you are happy with your farms, wa taraktumul jihad, and you leave striving in the path of Almighty Allah, sallallahu alaykum dhulla, Almighty Allah would appoint upon you disgrace and humiliation, wala yanzi'u ankum, and Almighty Allah would not remove the humiliation and disgrace, hatta tarji'u ila dinikum, till you return to your deen, my brothers. The hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood. Think properly, my brothers. Are we not guilty for bringing about the shame and humiliation to a great extent? Then Almighty Allah goes on. In tamsaskum hasanatun tasu'uhum. If any good comes to the Muslim countries, that causes them sadness and grief. Wa in tusibukum sayyatu yafrahu biha. And when a calamity befalls you, they are joying and they are rejoicing. They are so pleased and happy with it. Let me give you 2 examples, my brothers. You know, before the Gulf War, 10, 11 years ago, if you went to Iraq, 1 Iraqi dinar would bring you 3 US dollars. 1 Iraqi dinar would bring you 3 US dollars. I was there in July, in the year 2000, in Iraq. We spent a week there, almost 6 days. If you give 1 US dollar, that was in 2000, things might be worse now. If you give 1 US dollar, you get 2,000 Iraqi dinars. We could not even walk around with our ordinary wallets. We used to walk around with shoe boxes to put Saddam Hussein inside. So this. You understand what's happening, my brothers? Why are the Arab League and Arab governments now standing together? They know that Iraq is the gateway. Once Iraq falls, Saudi Arabia falls, then every other country would fall. and open the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Brothers, I'm in the house of Allah. Make me maaf for making the statement, my brother. But it's an indictment upon us South African Muslims. For the past 100 years and 50 years, we only read Surah Yasin. What is the important meaning of Surah Yasin? That we do not know. We only heard of Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. What is Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif telling us? I'm not saying every person must know Arabic. I'm not saying every person must become an alim, my brothers. What I'm saying is, the basics sit with ulama. You have senior ulama here, my brothers. So let us associate with them. In Sahih Muslim, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, the hadith is sahih, is authentic. And in Kitabul Fitan, before Qiyamah, all this would happen. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mana'atil Iraqu dirhama. The time would come when Iraq would be prohibited from getting its dirhams and its money. Wa mana'atil Shamu dirhama. And the Levant, Palestine, Jordan, and Lebanon, and Syria, that Sham known as Levant, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they would be prevented from getting their income. Wa mana'at Misr dirhama. And Misr and Egypt would also be prohibited from getting its income. The Jews, if you go to Palestine, what we say, they call it Israel, they have people who study our Quran, who study our Sunnah, and they say that we would use what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has told us to their advantage. And they know that this is the saying of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah forbid if this war goes ahead, you will see the collapse of all the Arab countries, and this hadith would become a reality. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said in a hadith just after that, La taqumu sa'a hatta yukshaful furat. The Qiyamah would never be established till the Euphrates River exposes, and jabalim min zahab. You would see mountains of gold coming out from the Euphrates River. My brothers, when you look at the Israeli flag, in this very masjid I spoke to you once on Palestine, and I told you, look at the Israeli flag. It's the only country in the world that has not submitted its borders to the UN, because there's a hidden agenda. It's a white flag with a blue line on top, with a blue line at the bottom, and on the Knesset, on the wall in Arabic and Hebrew, is written, Min al-Furati ila al-Nil, from the Euphrates River, right till the river Nile, there in Egypt. This is our land. This is greater Israel. This is the dream of every Zionist. So you understand why they wish to attack it, my brothers? We know how rich our history and heritage is in Iraq. 70 years ago in 1932, study Islamic history, my brothers. The king of Iraq saw a dream that where Hudhayfah ibn al-Yaman, where Abdullah bin Jabir are buried, there's water seeping into their graves. He wanted to consult with the ulama and tell the ulama, let's take a decision. When the ulama were consulted, they contacted the ulama in the Haramain. They said, wait, after the occasion of Hajj, then we also want to be present. This happened in 1932. The French television crew was there, it's documented. When they exhumed the bodies of Hudhayfah ibn al-Yaman, Sahibu Sirri Rasulillah, the confidant of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when they exhumed the body of Abdullah bin Jabir, the bodies were fresh as though as they were just buried yesterday. Thousands of Muslims embrace Islam. You think they want to destroy Iraq for nothing? They want the Muslim Ummah to forget what Iraq did for the Muslims. My brothers, it's the land. Maulana told me, I must finish 22. Let me tell you the story quickly. My brothers, Iraq is that land that has produced the greatest scholars. If you go there, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah, Hazrat Ma'ruf Karkhi, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah is buried there at the Tigris. If you go there, you would know that when the water recedes, you would see the grave of this great son of Islam. And when the water comes up, then you see his grave is covered by the water. There was a time in Iraq when a person used to mock the scholars and tell them that I have asked every professor and scholar of yours and they cannot give me the answers. He asked three questions. A 10-year-old boy came to the rescue of the Muslims and said, I take up your challenge, sir. Set the time, set the venue. Everything was set. The Muslims were amazed, the 10-year-old boy, the scholars couldn't answer him, and this 10-year-old boy is prepared to take up the challenge. He said, "Please sir, give me your first question." He said, "Tell me, what is your Allah doing now?" The 10-year-old boy stood up and said, "Sir, you were there at the podium, please sit down and give me the opportunity that I can stand and respond to your question." He said, "That's fair enough." The 10-year-old boy came and said, "What Allah did now, وَتُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ." He put kufr down and he put Muslims and Islam on top. That is what my Allah is doing now. He said, "Sir, do you have a second question?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Please tell me who came before Allah." He said, "Sir, please count 10 downwards." So he counted 10, 9, 8, 3, 2, 1. He said, "Before 1, what comes?" He said, "0 and zilch." He said, "And for your information, sifr is a contribution of the Arabs, the Arab mathematicians, to the modern world. They did not know what is zero. The Muslims gave them zero. So he said, "Before your simple arithmetic, before 1 there is zero, then before Allah also there is nothing. Huwa al-awwal, huwa al-akhir, huwa al-zahir, huwa al-batin. He was, he is, he always will be." He said, "Sir, do you have a third question?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Where is your Allah now?" He said, "My Allah is, bring a candle." And he lit the candle and he asked, "Where is the light of this candle?" So he said, "In all directions." You see, a simple candle can be in all directions. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. The luster of Almighty Allah, if it is in all directions, what is so amazing and astonishing? Who was this 10-year-old boy, my brothers? You are so proud, you say you belong to the Hanafi fiqh. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah rescued the day of the Muslims in Iraq. He's buried there, and in his manaqib, in his merits and virtues, it is a karamat of his that after his death also, that the ulama and the people of Iraq have honored the place, that after they buried him, the name of the place is changed to A'zamiyya, because one title of his was Imam Abu Hanifa al-Imam al-A'zam. My brothers, my time is exhausted. I thank Hazrat Mawlana for giving me this opportunity. We are his students and he should be giving the talk. But nevertheless, my brothers, what we should do is two things. Make sincere dua for the entire ummah, my brothers. Never make dua only for yourself. بَلَّمْ يَهْتَمَّ بِأَمْرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. He who is not concerned with the matters of the Muslims and not of us, the messenger said. Second one, my brothers, build that spirit of educating and instilling Islamic values in our children. Tell them our role models are not the World Cup people. These are our models and our role models. Hudhayfah ibn al-Yaman, Salman Farsi, Imam Abu Hanifa. These are our role models. Inshallah, if we do that, then we would see a new generation of Muslims who would control the world, inshallah. Allah accept us for his deen. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillah.